Joining us now is Flora Lichtman, our multimedia editor, with our video pick this week.
This week, Ira, we're going to the Batcave.
I saw the movie.
Not that.
Oh, not that.
Another Batcave.
Oh, shucks.
Yeah, a Batcave. A few, actually. And our tour guide is Nick Kristoff, who is affiliated with UNC and Winston-Salem State University. And the thing to know about him is that he is like a naturalist 2.0. This is like Charles Darwin updated for the 21st century. And that is good news for us because it means, and what I mean by that, is that he takes really cool videos using very high-tech gadgets. So in his toolkit are laser scanners and IR cameras that he takes into caves. And some of the most beautiful footage is just color high-speed video that's 1,000 frames per second of these bats pouring out of caves, thousands of bats per minute. And when you slow it down, it goes from this sort of stream of black, that's what it looks like in real time, to individual bats flying over your head.
Wow, I
really like it. I really like the video footage.
This is Science Friday from NPR. I'm Ira Flatow talking with Flora Lichtman, our video pick of the week. It's up there on our website. And you know how you describe this? You know the slow motion you see the geese flying sometimes? Imagine hundreds of thousands of bats.
Yes.
In that kind of even slower motion.
Yeah, and in beautiful color. I mean, he's really an artist and biologist at the same time. And he also takes us into the cave. And we have a little audio clip of Nick describing what that experience is like.
Going into the cave is yet another experience, one that I often refer to as one of the most disgusting and at the same time fascinating experiences in my life.
Disgusting because?
You're walking on a 10-meter carpet of bat poop.
Fascinating because?
It is like a cathedral of nature.
So a 10-meter carpet of bat poop. Mm-hmm. And it's also really hot, he also told me.
Yeah.
But fortunately, that doesn't translate in IR video, at least the bat poop. So you get to go in without the disgusting stuff and see just kind of like lava flows of bats inside the cavern and see what they do during the day.
Right. And he's in this dark cave. It's black, but since he's using infrared cameras,
right,
it looks like that, like you say, red like lava over the walls.
It's really crazy. And I don't know about you, but I always thought bats slept during the day. Right?
Yeah,
I feel like that's
sure.
the common thought. But if you go in with these cameras, you see there's a lot of action. He said territorial disputes, they're flying around. So that was sort of a little myth buster for me anyway.
And he studies them because he's a batologist.
He's a batologist, right. Yeah. I'm sure there's Science Friday listeners. Tell us the right word for this. And, you know, in terms of the bat caves, he also looks at the morphology of the cave. So that's what he does with this laser scanner. Basically, you take a laser scanner in, it beams laser beams at the sides of the caves. Those take distance measurements, compile them into a point cloud, and then your computer puts them together
into a
3D reconstruction of the inside of the cave. So you can fly through it like you're a bat.
And just like in almost like the movie. I mean, you can. This is a great video tour, a reconstructed 3D image flying through the cave in the video there.
Yeah, this video is, it's Nick Kristoff's footage, and it just gives you a different sense of the life of bats. I think one I certainly didn't have any sense of before this.
Yeah, and so he went out there, set up his cameras, and there's a great opening shot of how many bats were in this cave?
Thousands per minute, and there's like 200 to 500,000 bats living there in this colony. And this is in South Central Texas, and these are free-tailed bats for people who are interested. He also has some really beautiful footage, of course, of bat in the flight lab. Again, just the detail is really
right. It's all up there on our website at sciencefriday.com. And, you know, it has that iconic view of the bats leaving the cave. What is it, sunset when they're going out there? So it looks like during the day.
Yeah,
almost.
They mostly leave at sunset. But he said that on occasion there are exceptions. And that's when he took this footage. And, you know, the point that he makes about his work is that even though he's using all of these cool high-tech gadgets, you know, he sees this as naturalism of today, that he's not so different from these guys who walked around with a notebook recording. He just is using a different medium to capture what he's seeing.
A chiropterologist. is,
all right.
See there,
I've never heard that word.
Nothing to do with your back problem.
I can't spell it. That's for sure.
So that's what, you know, things come in on the internet.
Great.
You get Twitter or whatever. So people come in. Well, thank you, Flora.
Thanks, Ira.
It's our video pick of the week. If you want to see something, it's really beautiful video, not just of the bats in flight in super slow motion, and you're like in the middle of them. But it's also this great reconstruction of the bat cave, computer simulation. You know how you fly through these things in computer simulation through the bat cave, and also infrared shots of the cave at night in the dark. And you can see it looks like lava because it's in red. It looks like the cave is just coated with the red stuff. And the red stuff turns out to be these thousands and thousands of bats. Great stuff. Thank you, Flora.
Thank you, Ira.
That's about all the time we have for this hour. Our program senior producer is Annette Heiss. Charles Berquist is our director. Flora Lichtman is our multimedia editor. Our associate senior producer is Christopher Intagliata. Luis Quevedo, our Spanish language producer. Sam Flato, our production assistant. Neil Rauch, our technical director and spinning the dials here in New York. If you missed any part of our program, go to iTunes to subscribe to our podcast, audio and video. We have an updated iPhone app. It's just been released. Bugs debugged, as they always are. New stuff on it. Make sure to download the latest version of that app. Also, you can join us on Facebook and Twitter all week long on SciFry. I'm Ira Flato in New York.